Glory to Jesus Christ. It is our common experience that sometimes we need to experience some kind of shock or big shame to open our eyes and to recognize bad habits, bad things, bad behavior, which we don't recognize before. Many habits and some kind not the best way of life is so common for us that we stop see that at something what is wrong, not good. We are able to adjust to bad habits to that way that we see them as something natural, something that belongs to our life, and it doesn't bother our conscience. And then it must come some kind of serious, for example, sickness, when we realize that we should change the way how we live, how we eat, that we need to remove some kind of bad habits. Or it should be, it is like some kind of enormous shock, shame, which causes that we realize that we have to change our behavior. The similar shock experienced Saint Mary of Egypt, and we celebrate her memory today, fifth Sunday of the Great Fast is dedicated to her. And we know about from her life when she was 12, she started to live life of prostitute. And it was not only because she wanted to earn money through this way, but mostly it was because she liked that. She wanted to satisfy, to fulfill this desire of her body. And she even didn't care about money. She just wanted to fulfill this desire of her passion. She lived in this way a long time. And once when she learned that there is a huge group of people going to Jerusalem, so she offered even her body as a payment for her journey to Jerusalem. While the others, they went there because they wanted to venerate all these holy places in Jerusalem, to attend the liturgies, to really to do pilgrimage. She went there with the thought that probably there will be so many people that she would easily, with ease, find men willing to satisfy her passion. And she was doing that. But once, because of curiosity, she wanted to enter to a church of Christ's resurrection, because many people were going there to venerate this precious part of Holy Cross. And when she came to the entrance of the temple of the church, some kind of invisible power stopped her. She was trying again to enter in, but still something was there, like invisible barrier, and she couldn't enter in. And this was like shock for her. And in this shock, she turned her eyes to icon of Theotokos, and somehow at that moment, she said prayer, which came from her heart, prayer which called for repentance. She saw her life in true light, and she realized how bad it was. And pain came to her heart. And this movement of her heart caused that she could enter in and venerate. This mystical experience caused that then she went, she made confession, and next day she left Jerusalem, she crossed River Jordan, and she went to desert when she lived for 40 years in very, very strict ascesis as an act of repentance. We know that her story, she told her story to monk Zosima, so we know about her heroic battle in the desert when she had to fight very hard to conquer passions which were ruling in her heart. But with her effort and with God's grace, she reached purity of life, purity of mind, heart, and body, and she became saint. And somehow, when we read about this moment, when we realize, when we think about this invisible power which caused that she could enter to church, it might come to our mind situation in which we are living in now. There is this invisible power, this virus we cannot see, which caused that whole world is in shock. That many doors are closed now, which are usually open. And what is especially painful for us, that the doors of our churches are closed too. And if we try to judge things through like spiritual lenses, we are forced to ask this question, oh Lord, isn't in there your power which closed the door of church for us too? And we might be confused because we come to the church and we really want to come and to receive Eucharist, to pray, because there is this desire for us to go to heaven, to obtain eternal life. We have correct understanding. It is not that that we are refusing Christ, and it can cause that we don't understand why God allowed something like that, why God stopped us in receiving communion, that even if we are not so big sinners as was Saint Mary of Egypt. But I think that God wants us to teach something through this. And to explain what I think, what came to my mind, and how I'm trying to understand the situation is that we have to learn something what was forgotten. If we read writings of Holy Fathers, especially those who teach about spiritual life, we can see that they offer us a lot of details, a lot of instructions. But what is interesting is that it is very rare when they talk about liturgy, and there is very rare to when they mention Eucharist. One thing is that they considered it as so natural that they didn't put stress on this. But we can see that majority, 99% of their work is teaching how to come to understanding of our heart, how to open eyes of our soul, maybe we are able to see our passions, our sins in our heart. They teach us how to fight with passions, what kind of tools we are supposed to use every day. They teach us how to grow in virtues, what kind of activity we should have in our life if we want to grow. They teach us how to reach and to obtain pure prayer. They teach us how to come to this state of purity of mind and heart and body, that we are ready to receive God's gifts, which are great and wonderful. And if we think about this their teaching, we can easily make conclusion that we lost this balance in our spiritual life. That we put stress on liturgy and Eucharist, what is good, what is important, what is precious, what is the peak of our spiritual life. But we have to realize that if this is present in our life, but without our efforts, without fulfilling all this instruction in growing our spiritual life, if we come to the church on Sunday, but after the liturgy and rest of the week, we don't fight to our blood with our passions, we don't make our prayers longer, begging God for forgiveness and for mercy, if we don't make effort to detach from the world, if we don't have every day and almost every hour this desire to acquire virtues, then we are cheating. It's very bad if we live like others in the world who don't know God, who don't know gospel. If we live the same life and then we come to receive communion and we are tainted by this world, isn't it offense? Isn't it something what really doesn't give this true worship to God? What is happening many times in our life, that we put this limit to our spiritual life. We are satisfied with Eucharist and liturgy without doing almost any spiritual effort to become holy, to become saints. And this approach to Eucharist can bring God's anger on us. And I think that we can see this situation even if it is not from God's will. But for our spiritual benefit, it would be good if we see the situation this way, that God wants us to fast from Eucharist. May we can get this balance in our spiritual life. May it is not only this minimum liturgy on Sunday and Eucharist, but may we are able to recognize that there is like wide scale of activities we are supposed to do and bring to our life if we want to live really gospel to fulfill Christ's commandments. And I would like to invite you, may this thought is this shock for us, which would change our habits in spiritual life. I would wish, may this is this shock which would bring the same spirit of repentance and good understanding of spiritual life which we can see in the life of Simeon of Egypt. And this is intention I'm adding to this liturgy. This intention why we put candle for each of you today as a symbol of our prayer for this renewal of understanding and cleansing of this understanding how we are supposed to live our faith, our spiritual life. Do not allow this strict fast which was given to us to be wasted. Let's learn from this situation something what can elevate our understanding of God, our understanding of our life, and understanding how we are supposed to live life with God, which opens doors for eternal life with Him. Amen.